You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Japan says it is revising an action plan on the release of radioactive wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the Pacific Ocean this year. However, many in the Pacific, as well as globally, have opposed this move, which seeks to dump 1 million tons of water into the Pacific. The University of Auckland's Dr. Carly Birch is a lecturer in sociology who has been researching the aftermath of the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power disaster for the past 12 years. I spoke with her to find out more. I started by asking what Japan was planning to do with the nuclear wastewater that they have been using to cool the overheated nuclear plant.
Yes, so I guess it might be useful to kind of take a step back and understand what this water is. So we had the nuclear disaster in 2011. There was a meltdown, and the cores of these nuclear reactors had to be cooled. And so Japan has been pouring water into these reactors for many years now, and it has been piling up in these, if you've ever seen the photos of these big tubs of water. And so now they're trying to figure out a plan for what to do with this water, which is a form of nuclear waste. And the plan is to, quote unquote, discharge it into the ocean. And so we have international laws that are against dumping nuclear waste into the ocean, but there's a lot of language that goes into making it's a little different the way that they talk about it, as discharging from their land versus dumping it from a boat into the ocean. And so they have treated this water, but it doesn't actually mean that all of the radionuclides are gone. It just means that the water is, under what they determine to be a safety threshold.
Just to clarify, radionuclides, are those radioactive particles inside the water?
So there are all kinds of radioactive particles that they interact with water in different ways. And so one of the most concerning ones when it comes to water is tritium, which is radioactive hydrogen. And so radionuclides, they mimic other particles. So if it's hydrogen, tritium can kind of just slip in and replace hydrogen in a water molecule and things like that. Or if we have strontium-90, it mimics calcium. So we would just, for humans, we would uptake it into our bones as we would calcium. For cesium-134 and 137, it mimics potassium. So that's why it goes into our muscles. And there's a lot of children, particularly in after the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, who had what is termed Chernobyl heart, where they have a hole in their heart. And they think that is from, the cesium that they took into their bodies.
Reports state the treated water is still radioactive. How safe is the wastewater now that it's been treated?
I think that is a very good question. And, the reason I'm involved in this issue is because I was co-organizing the conference Nuclear Connections Across Oceania last year in November 2022. And so we had a panel discussing this, and we wrote a statement of solidarity against this move. And the reason, one of the biggest reasons why, is because we don't have an answer to that question about safety, because Japan, and in particular Tokyo Electric Power Company, or TEPCO, the company that owns and operates Fukushima Daiichi, has not done the adequate science. And so we wrote the statement of solidarity, and we were asking for TEPCO to stop. We asked for the Pacific Islands Forum Secretariat to let us know more about what their scientific panel of experts has been talking about this. And luckily, in January, they actually had a public-facing event, and those scientists, who are very well-known and respected globally, they had very scathing reviews about TEPCO's scientific studies, which they have been able to read through, and they said that they're incomplete, they're inadequate, and they're inconsistent. So even though the Japanese government and TEPCO continue to say that the wastewater is safe, scientists themselves have been saying that the scientific studies are not showing that, and that there is a lot of problems.
What are the potential negative impacts of dumping this wastewater into the ocean?
Yeah, again, we don't have the data to answer that question, because there have not been scientific studies conducted that actually, consider the biological, ecological, social, cultural, economic impacts of this dumping. Usually, so the way that the dominant nuclear science that is used to create these safety thresholds that TEPCO, the International Atomic Energy Agency, you know, mostly any country that has a nuclear reactor or uses nuclear weapons, they follow these guidelines, and they're mostly focused on kind of chemistry aspects. So it's like a dose response model. It's almost like studying it in a petri dish, but like you're actually releasing it into the wider world where there are complex biological, social, ecological relations. And so we don't have studies that engage in those kinds of rigorous questions.
Are there any better avenues for handling the wastewater that Japan needs to explore?
Yeah, they need to keep it on the land. That costs money, though, and so that's one of the big issues is cost. That, you know, discharging the water is a way to save a lot of money for them. Well, in reality, the radionuclides are unstable particles, and so basically they need time to disintegrate into less harmful versions of themselves. And so the best idea in this case is to actually keep it stored on land safely. That does cost a lot of money, until a lot of the most concerning radionuclides would disintegrate to a level that would not be as potentially problematic. Although I would say that, yeah, even in that case, discharging it into the ocean would still be an issue potentially, but at least we would have that time. If they stored it on land, let's say for at least a decade, and they were conducting rigorous scientific studies, we'd have a lot more information to make better decisions.
That was University of Auckland Professor Carly Birch on Japan's dumping of toxic wastewater into the Pacific.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.